Hello, hi, this is Nelson from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
13090.
Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
What is the year of your birth?
1960.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And what is your race? White, black, or African American? American Indian or Alaskan?
White.
What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest
From
degree
college.
You have received? For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election?
Very likely.
Here are the options. Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means
Seven.
That your vote has a lot of power.
7.
Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Did you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat
agree.
Disagree, or strongly agree, disagree?
Agree.
Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate matters a lot, matters somewhat,
matters
does
a
not
lot.
Matter much.
Matters
protecting
a lot.
Protecting abortion rights matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter a lot.
Doesn't matter a lot.
Sorry, the options are matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
What was that?
Protecting abortion rights matters
doesn't
a lot.
Matter.
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much,
matters
does
a lot.
Not matter at all. Protecting LGBTQ rights matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter
doesn't
at
matter
all.
Matter much.
We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, Would you say election for Congress, House of Representatives for the Senate? Would you say nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance
nothing
I will
vote.
Nothing
will stop me.
Protecting abortion rights. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
No change that what I'm voting, but it doesn't matter to me.
Well, protecting abortion rights, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No change, I will vote.
I'm going to vote, but that doesn't make any difference to me.
Well, on this segment, it's we know people get busy when it's time
to vote. How long is this going to take?
We are completed at 27% out of 100, and I'm going as fast as I can. And your opinions are very important. Hello?
Hello. Let's go.
All right, so once again, protecting abortion rights, nothing
you
will stop
me. You just asked
me
that same question. I'm going to vote, but that does not make any difference.
Well, but from the following options, which one would you choose? Nothing will stop me. I want to vote.
Nothing's
going to
stop me. Nothing's going to stop me to vote.
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient,
nothing's
I will vote.
Nothing's going to stop me.
Protecting LGBTQ rights, nothing
I'm
will stop me.
I'm still going to vote. It doesn't matter, but I'm going to vote.
Okay, we must choose one of the following options. For protecting LGBTQ rights, would you say nothing will stop me? I want to vote.
Nothing's
going to
stop me. It's such a stupid question.
All right. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy,
Trump.
Someone else? If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate? Among the following options, the Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party or independent candidate,
the
are
Republican
you undecided?
Candidate.
If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated? Somewhat
no.
more motivated?
Not
chance?
Much more. Not much more. No motivated.
From the following options, more, much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no chance. Somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, will not vote.
I'm going to vote. I don't care if those are on there. I would.
Well, let me repeat it to you. This question is, if you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election?
I would
Are
be
you
much more no.
Right? Are you much more motivated? Somewhat
no.
more motivated?
I'm not more motivated to vote for it.
All right, but you need to select one of these options.
You know what? I'm going to hang up right now. If you keep asking me the same questions you've already asked me, I'm going to hang up.
Okay, but from the following question, let me read you the choices, and you can choose one. I have to select one of the choices I have here. If you knew the Protecting Abortion Access...
You know, you just asked me that question.
Yep. Hello?